Brothers and sisters, we know well this beautiful parable. But in the middle of the story, there is a phrase to which I would like to draw your attention. A phrase of which I would like to feel with you the importance. For this phrase is like the center of gravity of this text. It is around it that everything revolves. Here is this phrase: the Samaritan was moved with compassion at the sight. The Samaritan was moved with compassion at the sight. He was touched. He was caught in the bowels, which are the place of deep emotion. In front of this poor, wounded, humiliated man, in front of this bleeding man, this Samaritan is, so to speak, caught in the guts. He cannot pass indifferent, as others have done. He has pain for the one who has pain. Of course, he does not waive his first aid certificate. He is not a specialist in victims of violence. He has no special competence, but he does what he can. A little of word. In fact, the text says that he pours on the wounds oil and wine. But the reverse order would seem more logical. First wine, alcohol, to disinfect, and after that, oil to anoint and rub. But never mind, he starts with oil. He acts with his heart, with his soul, with his hands, and his body, because he's caught in the bowels. He does not obey an external law. Rather, he's touched with compassion. It is this phrase, brothers and sisters, that Jesus wanted to make heard to the scholar of the law, the specialist of the law, who asked him two tricky questions. The first one: what must I do to inherit eternal life? In other words, be careful. I know the law, the sacred texts, and I wait for you at the turn. And the second: and who is my neighbor? In other words, who is not? Who belongs to this category or not? But this jurist is only a theorist, a prisoner of principles and definitions. He has no pity. He does not have the experience of these tragic situations in which one does not say to oneself, "Let me see, what should I do?" As if the answer were written in a good conduct manual, or even as if the answer were written in the Bible, read without the eyes of the heart. For these situations are illuminated from within and can only be understood in depth. So, in response, generously, Jesus tells him this beautiful story to make him hear that the Samaritan was taken with pity. There is, of course, a certain irony in the fact that this man is a Samaritan. That is, for the lawyer, a heretic, for this man is not a model Jew. He does not know the law in all its subtleties. He does not know what to do, nor what to not to do. He didn't even learn the exact order in which to pour the oil and wine. You know, seem to say Jesus to the lawyer. You have all the skills required. But if the law tells you to love, don't just read it. Go and do as he does. Listen to your heart, not just your head. Be touched in the guts and have mercy on the wounds of life. These wounded brothers and sisters, no need for us to look for them on the sides of the highways. In our daily lives, we all know them. Of course, our neighbor's face in need is different for each one of us, depending upon our station in life. It can be one of our family members. It can be a co-worker, an associate, people living on our street, people living on the road, those who want to hurt us, or even our enemies. But they all need us. So what is asked of us today is to be touched in our hearts, to be moved by love for those in real need. And for that, we must forget our fears, our prejudices, our judgments. For that also, we are asked to cross borders and boundaries we may have grown up with. For there are very few of us who don't have some prejudices or fear of the other. When we are afraid, we barricade ourselves. We refuse the encounter with the other who is different from me. Hence, let us recognize, brothers and sisters, recognize ourselves in the priest and the Levite. Indeed, how many times we attend Sunday Mass, pray daily, yet may not get involved with people in need, especially if we can help. Yes, let us recognize ourselves in this priest and this Levite. And finally, let us endorse this beautiful beatitude for those who let themselves be touched by the concerns of the others. It is called the Beatitudes of Carers, taken from the book entitled Windows on the Gospel, Stories and Reflections by Flor McCarthy. He said, "Blessed are those who care and who are not afraid to show it. They will let people know they are loved. Blessed are those who are gentle and patient. They will help people to grow as the sun helps the birds to open and blossom. Blessed are those who have the ability to listen. They will lighten many a burden. Blessed are those who know how and when to let go. They will have the joy of seeing people find themselves. Blessed are those who, when nothing can be done or said, Do not walk away, but remain to provide a comforting and supportive presence. They will help the sufferer to bear the unbearable. Blessed are those who recognize their own need to receive and who receive with graciousness. They will be able to give all the better. Blessed are those who give without hope of return. They will give people an experience of God. Amen.